possible.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You may call in about whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
The Bitcoin janitor, Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
That's that means you'll accept Bitcoin for your janitorial service?
Exactly.
Good to know.
Not to you. Not to you, but to some others, yes.
Meaning you only want cash from me?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. So 855-450-FREE, you can connect with us on
or
Skype
weed.
At lrn.fm. That's our Skype username. Let's go right into the phone calls here, and then more outrageous stories coming from your government school system. Greg is on the line in Cincinnati. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. So yesterday Mark made an interesting prediction. Talking about a different subject. I think it was guns. You said that in 5 years, a 3D printer would be in every American home.
Darn close. I'm going to go ahead and I'll amend that to something like as many homes as computers are in now, or something.
Okay. Now I was struck by that because I never really saw 3D printers as having much of a market outside of these sort of niche things like printing guns or making models or whatever. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. But I'd like to put a wager on this. I hope you can write this down, put it somewhere, and so May 7th, 2018, come back to this. And I'd be willing to bet $90,000, because the dollar won't be worth anything here anyways, or one Bitcoin, that less than half of American homes would have 3D printers.
Well, I'm not willing to bet $90,000 on anything. I can tell you that. But I'd have to have it to be willing to bet it. But I'll put some kind of gentleman's bet on half. I don't know. Okay.
Not willing to bet a Bitcoin.
A Bitcoin. I'm sure I'll bet a Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, honor code, men's agreement, or whatever.
Send me an email. That way, it's written down.
I'll write it down in 5 years, May 7th, 2018. We'll return to this if we still, if life is as we know it on Earth today. I will return to this, and I'll hold you to this. And I think
so what's the, one more time, what is the actual bet here? Y'all are betting that exactly
the
what?
The actual bet, well, actually, one Bitcoin. The bet is one Bitcoin, and in 5 years, less than 50% of American homes, and I would assume that somehow people could calculate this, less than half of American homes, May 7th, 2018, will have 3D printers.
It sounds like a rash bet on my part, but I'll go ahead and do it because I said it on the air. But at some point in the relatively near future, I think there will be 3D printers.
To clarify, half of American homes with computers have a printer, or half of American homes are 3D printer, or just half of American homes, period, whether or not they have
computers. I don't know. We can agree to the terms, but I would say less than half of American homes.
Okay, it sounds like I'm going to lose it anyway, just listening to him say it back to me. But, but I would say that, look, this would be a really useful item. There were some things I bought today. I had to go to the store. I had to go to the hardware big box store. You can decide whichever one it was that I went to. I had to get a hat, a helmet for cutting down trees. I had to get some plastic wedges for taking down trees. And I had to get a lot of things that this thing would have prevented. I spent more than $100 at the store. Not all of it was this stuff. But, these printers would make life a lot easier for a lot of different items. I mean, there's tools, for instance. You could almost do away with your tool chest if you could just create a wrench or a ratchet that was the size you needed.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Are the 3D printers to the point where they can melt metal? I mean, you're not going to print a very good tool that's made out of plastic.
They're making adjustable wrenches that you can use. I watch them turn nuts with them. Admittedly, it'd have to be harder plastic, but, yeah, I think you could turn some nuts with a plastic socket.
Plastics make it possible. I have a fascinating fact for you guys. I don't know if you knew this or not. Somebody that we all know, the three of us here in the studio, we know here in Keene, helped develop the 3D printer that is going to be on the shelves at Staples.
Wow, far out.
That is a fun fact. Greg, anything else you want to share?
That was a pretty convincing case Mark made. Is it too late to take back my wager?
All right, well, whatever. We'll just, you know. Well, I don't even know what the case was I made. Just said that there's items we need. Even if it's just some sort of computer consumer items that we get, we could save all those trips to the store. I don't know about you, but I'm not dying to go to these big box stores and stand in line.
I haven't really seen anything from the 3D printer that I've thought, I've got to have that. I've only seen, oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Ian, you don't buy it much of anything anyway. Unless it's an electronics item, you don't buy it.
Maybe I haven't really thought real hard about how a 3D printer could help me. Maybe there'll be something that'll come in the next 5 years that I'll say, oh, yeah, no dough. Why didn't I think of that? But as of this moment, I have no motivation whatsoever to get a 3D printer.
I don't want a plastic gun that I can shoot three times before it blows up in my hands. That's not my thing. But I think that it's a fascinating use for this item.
Well, Greg, with the open source movement sort of going on right now, I could actually see 3D printers when manufacturers sell devices, whatever, they could say, okay, well, there would potentially be solutions in the future that we can put on these programs you can download and print on your own 3D printer. That I could see is something that would be useful, but it would probably really only be for people using tools or in the garden, as you mentioned. I could see that.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of things you buy, and, you know, it would be nice to just, you know, once you're done with it, you just kind of throw it back in the little mixer, and it turns it into something else. I don't know. My house is full of crap. And
can you recycle the 3D printed stuff? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm thinking about a science fiction book I read, The Cryptonomicon, where they had something similar to this. I can't imagine that they can't do something with this old plastic and
melt
recycle it.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a lot more useful to print up an item. Maybe it takes an hour or something to do such a thing than it would be to keep all this stuff and store it. I mean, a lot of our houses is just storage for the stuff we own.
It's true. Greg, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I guess we'll see about the bet. Although, did he withdraw it there? Or?
No, whatever.
You said he has to email you anyway, so.
He's got to email me with the terms.
All right, let's go to Rod. He's in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rod.
Hi, guys. I don't know if you remember last week you were talking about a guy that had a lot of garbage in his house and had a bunch of rats, and you guys were both arguing whether he should be responsible or not for the rats going into the neighbor's property.
Yes.
I just wanted to share with you the concept of homesteading from Murray Rothbard, that if he was there first, then he doesn't have to be responsible for the rats. Just like an airport, if an airport is there first, you can't build a house next to the airport and then sue the airport for noise. The airport was there first. So in the same way.
And the rats would have to be there first. So you would have to move next door to a man with rats, right?
Exactly, exactly. So basically that's how Murray Rothbard, I believe, would have approached this. I mean, if he moved in later than the neighborhood, so to speak, and created that huge problem with the rats, then he would be responsible for the cleanup or whatever.
So if, I mean, usually a house has... If you're talking about on a regular street, you're talking about two next-door neighbors, three neighbors across the street, and three neighbors behind you. So you're talking about nine directly adjacent people. If this guy stayed in his house, happened to be in his house longer of the 10 people, 10 housing units, he was the one there that was there longest. This is assuming the rats don't range far and wide beyond another city block. But it seems pretty statistically unlikely that somebody would be the oldest one in a 10-house block.
Exactly, exactly. So he would be most likely responsible for the cleanup or for the infestation of rats, according to what I read.
Oh, I just interesting way to look at it.
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Rod. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
So what if I've got a big piece of property and some raccoons move onto the property? That I have this, you know, like, say I've got 100 acres, and then the raccoons move onto the edge and then bother my neighbor's house.
Yeah, I don't think that really holds.
But you can share your thoughts at 855-453 and bring up whatever's on your mind. I think you, as your own property owner, you're responsible to keep beasties off your property. So put up a fence or whatever you need to do, or traps. We're coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. Toll-free number is 855-453. You can also join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. And you can find our website at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you've got a smartphone, you can get access to our live streams and the podcast quickly by going to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Mother's Day is coming up. What are you going to do about it?
So rushing up on you, you've got to do something for Mother's Day. And a great idea, among other things, is to get your mother some flowers. If you go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the page and enter FTL, you can get mom some. There's all kinds of options there, but I got the rainbow roses delivered to my house, and it's beautiful. They're really amazing, and the roses last a really long time. Pro Flowers actually has a guarantee that they'll last for a full week or your money back. So that's a pretty strong promise.
Wow.
Further than that, J.D. Powers and Associates has rated Pro Flowers the highest customer satisfaction with online flower retailers. What more do you need? They're the right choice if you're going to get flowers for mom. And you know what? Please get some flowers for mom. Go to proflowers.com, click on the link in the upper right-hand corner, enter FTL. There's lots of choices there, but a great
the microphone.
What did I say?
The microphone. You said the link.
The microphone up in the upper right-hand corner and enter in FTL. And there's one dozen is for $19.99, or you can get two dozen for $29.98, and that gets you chocolates and the two dozen roses. There's lots of other choices there if roses aren't mom's thing, but you know it's a great thing to get her for Mother's Day.
I think so. I mean, you can't go wrong with this gift. You really can't.
Indeed, special pricing in soon. Order now.
All right, that's proflowers.com. Click the microphone, type in FTL, and get access to the deals. All right, 855-450-FREE, Birmingham, Alabama, after a diabetic high school student fell asleep in study hall. The school police officer slammed her face into a filing cabinet, arrested her, and then took her to jail, she said in court. This from courthousenews.com, the courthouse news service. Takesha Avery claims she was so violently abused that she vomited in the police car, and all because she fell asleep reading Huckleberry Finn. Public school districts in the South have been accused of operating de facto school-to-jail programs targeting minority students for arrest for minor infractions. The ACLU and federal government have filed lawsuits alleging the practice. Ashlyn Avery and her mother, Takesha Avery, sued the city of Hoover, its police department, and Board of Education, police officer Christopher Bryant, and school employees in federal court. On May 3rd of 2011, Ashlyn Avery was in Hoover High School's in-school suspension, or ISS, for what was termed skipping class, says the complaint. While in ISS, Ashlyn was assigned to read Huckleberry Finn. As a result of a combination of her chronic medical conditions, including sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, and asthma, Ashlyn dozed off during ISS. Joshua Whited, the ISS supervisor, noted that she had dozed off, walked next to her cubicle, and struck the cubicle with his hand, causing it to hit her head, waking her up. She then returned to reading Huckleberry Finn. Once again, Ashlyn dozed off. While she was sleeping, the staff member took the book from her, slammed the book onto the desk, causing the book to bounce and hit Ashlyn in the chest. Ashlyn claimed she was told to leave the room and called her mother, and that while Ashlyn was hysterical, speaking with her mother and walking down the hall, Officer Christopher Bryan, who was behind her, made aggressive contact against her by slapping her backpack. The complaint continues that Ashlyn, not knowing who was behind her, said, "Leave me alone." While still on the phone with her mother, Officer Bryant proceeded to shove Ashlyn face first into a file cabinet and then handcuff her. Ashlyn was then taken to the police station. On the ride to the police station, she vomited in the car. She was taken to the Children's Health Center Emergency Department, and while diagnosis showed no acute fractures, treatment included immobilization of her right arm with a cast, which she was required to wear for approximately 1 month, according to the complaint. As a result of her injury, she required follow-up care to her shoulder, arm, and wrist, and Ashlyn also required extended mental counseling for trauma caused by the defendants. In November of last year, the federal government sued the Meridian, Mississippi Public School District, claiming that it operated a school-to-prison pipeline, hauling students off to juvenile detention centers for offenses such as disrespect and profanity. And we also know from a different story that we shared with you within the last couple of years about Texas, where in Texas, they are across the state charging thousands of students aged between fourth grade and all the way up through the end of high school. Thousands of students are being charged with Class C misdemeanor charges for similar things like acting out in class, disrespect, as it's called, profanity. A fact sheet in a PBS article in March this year states that the school-to-prison pipeline is a growing concern not only in the South, but across the nation, with new zero-tolerance policies disproportionately you guessed it, affecting blacks and other minorities. PBS reported that 70% of students involved in in-school arrests or referred to law enforcement are black or Latino, and that black students are 3.5 times more likely to be suspended than whites. The Averys seek compensatory and punitive damages for civil rights violations, battery and negligent supervision, and hiring. So there is yet another example of a student being treated far more violently than would otherwise be necessary to achieve whatever sort of punishment goals the school had in the first place by putting her in in-school suspension.
So in the past, there have been these situations where, you know, the government has treated people differently based on race. At the time, it makes perfectly good sense to everybody. Look, there was a situation in South Carolina, North Carolina, where apparently a few decades ago they were essentially neutering people who were that they considered to be mentally deficient. Surprise, most of those people tended to be black. And then they had to pay out big fat lawsuits. And this is just that again. This is them using the system to go after folks that are less able to defend themselves. Those with power tend to employ that power. Why wouldn't they? They have power. Whom, against whom do they employ the power? Against the people who are least likely to be able to defend themselves. Do I think it's racism? Not in the most strict sense. I think it results, it looks like racism in the results, because the people who are least likely to be able to defend themselves tend to be minorities and poor and these kind of things. I mean, it's harder to defend yourself as a minority because people have these sort of preconceptions. So This is just your children being set up to have to pay these compensatory damages. Please, people in the government, stop setting our kids up to have to make up for your mistakes. Stop giving syphilis to people just to see what it does. Stop going down to foreign countries and infecting them with diseases. Stop incarcerating people based on the color of their skin.
So the girl was in ISS. She fell asleep a couple of times.
That's
the
right.
The administrator in there sent her to see the school resource officer. Then she got mouthy with him, and he threw her into a filing cabinet.
No, according to this, she went down the hall to call her mother, and then while on the phone with her mom, the school officer began to aggress against her without any sort of warning. Just basically came up behind her and shoved her into...
He could have been called by the teacher that kicked her out.
I believe that's possible, that he was called in by the teacher in this case. And he then accosted her and then physically attacked her without her even knowing that it was him who was behind her. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about these government schools and how they treat your kids. Coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Outdoors Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live coming up. Johnny Ray's going to tell us about The Brood 2. Sounds like a really bad horror movie, and it turns
out... sound so bad.
It's not a horror movie, but he's going to tell us, because it might actually be kind of horrifying for people. We'll talk about what that is here in a few moments. Also, take your calls at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you'd like. And maybe you want to talk about the school system and how it is that they treat your kids like little prisoners. Because that's what was going on here. One young lady was in school suspension when she was, because she's a diabetic and has sleep apnea and some other issues, falling asleep while supposedly she was assigned to read a particular book. She was then attacked by both a teacher in that case, and or I guess the supervisor is not called a teacher if you're in school suspension. You're just a supervisor over your wards, the students in that case. And then she was attacked, followed up by another attack with the school resource officer, and there is a lawsuit that's been filed in that case. Now, of course, the solution to preventing this from happening to your kid is to get them the hell out of the government schools in the first place. Do whatever it takes to keep them out of the government schools, because then they won't ever have to experience in-school suspension or any of the other ridiculous and unnecessary punishments that government schools institute. So we'll continue with that here and take your calls at 855-450-FREE.
Housing inventories have reached recent lows, meaning that there are fewer houses on the market that you can buy. Supply and demand suggest then that prices of houses would begin to creep upward.
Hmm.
And that could mean, you could draw your own conclusions from this, it could mean that, that it's a good idea to get into the housing market. One way that, one thing you can do is up to $500,000 in profit from a house sale, you get to keep tax-free. is all you have to do is live there for 2 years. So if you think that housing prices are going to continue to go up, now might be a good time to get into a new house and make some money on the deal. The Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they have lots of information for you and experts that can help you get the right home loan for you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. His team of experts can help you. All you have to do is give them a call or go to the website. They've got the telephone number there, but I'll give it to you here. It's 866-288-0088. It's 866-288-0088. Lots of Free Talk Live listeners have been calling, getting second opinions, getting getting their mortgages done through Mortgage Minute Guy. I want to thank them, and, you know, this could benefit you. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Steve is listening to WVTS in West Virginia and Charleston. Hey, Steve.
Hey. I want to say that I agree with everything about the school system. It's degraded. It's not anything. But I really wanted to touch on the 3D printer. That is an emerging technology, which I think is going to be very beneficial to mankind. At this time, they're working with plastics. That's the cheapest way to go. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of printers out on the market that, depending on your price range, you can use titanium metal, any powder.
Yeah, really?
Metal can be used in a printer.
Wow.
And that's what I've heard.
You can make almost anything, and you have to break it down to the individual components and put it together, but it's there. It's available according to your price range. Of course,
I wonder how long it's going to be before these printers, these high-end printers, can be used to print other printers, and therefore, I mean, this has got to just drive the price down as quickly as possible. If I buy one of these high-end printers for, say, I don't know, $10,000, and I go in with a family member or a friend or a neighbor or something like that, and I say, hey, look, I'll print you one. It'll take me 2 weeks. I'll print you one up. And then we'll both have one. You just give me $5,000, and then we've cut the price in half, and then we print them up, and we sell them to friends for $1,000. And it just keeps on going. These things can propagate very, very quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Think about the copyright laws. I mean, you'll be able to take anything and scan it into your computer and print it out yourself. Now, granted, it's going to take time for the machine to make it happen, to actually print out a complicated part or components to make a complicated part. But the copyright laws just could go out of the world. We're going to have to develop a whole new system of regulating this emerging format.
I don't think you can. I mean, how are they regulating the download of music on the Internet?
I was talking to a friend earlier about if you had some copper slugs and you wanted to duplicate quarters out of not necessarily silver, but something that seemed like silver, and when coins wear, it's hard to tell the difference. How can you control something like that?
Well, I tell you, currently the United States government can't make nickels for less than 8 cents a piece. So I don't know why you necessarily want to go for quarters, but it's an interesting. You better start with those dollar presidential coins.
Well, that's Steve, what my friend came back with is what you could do when they print out the plates to produce $100 bills. And my immediate response is where you could get the paper. But what we're talking about emerging technology that is unregulated and is just going to be so far out there. People, we have the technology to make it happen now with powdered titanium, powdered iron, powdered steel, whatever you want to work with. Hmm. There's laser printers out there that could make it happen.
Incredible.
Yeah, I just wonder how many things what will happen to retail? Exactly what's going to happen when basically you can have this device in your home, and I don't know how big it would be. Can it print out a lawnmower?
Well, obviously, the more complicated the device, the more assembly is required, and not everybody is.
The bigger the device, the more assembly is required, but these things can print out things as complicated as computer motherboard.
Well, okay. I mean, you're talking different materials.
Basically. Yeah,
right. You'd have to have different types of printers to do that sort of thing. I mean, the type of printer that can print on a PC board isn't going to be the same kind of printer that can print out a piece of plastic. Isn't going to be the same kind of printer that can print a metal tool.
You're just talking about time. You're just talking about how long is it going to take.
Well, that's where retail will still exist. I mean, there's still people that are interested in just going and buying things.
It's going to be much cheaper to go down to your hardware store and buy a couple of bolts and nuts than it is for you to take the time to print them out at home.
your hardware store isn't making its money on bolts and nuts. Your hardware store is making its money selling chainsaws and, you know, I mean, the expensive pieces of equipment, lawn furniture and lawnmowers and stuff.
If you have enough lead time that you know you're going to need something, then you'll do the research and you'll break it down to its individual pieces, print it out, assemble it yourself. But you need that lead time. I mean, if it's a convenience, you need to go buy it. You need to go buy it.
Yeah, you know, I think that, I mean, maybe this is all going to radically change in the next 20, 30 years or whatever with teleporters or instantaneous.
Teleporters? We're not talking about teleporters here.
Nanomachines that, that'll construct things.
Nanomachines are interesting.
But a lot of this stuff, Mark, you're going to need to spend a significant amount of time on in order to, one, find the schematics that you need. There are websites, as I understand it, where there are repositories of free schematics that you can
use. That can't be that hard.
To print out. So you have to find what you want to print. Then you have to print it all out, then you have to construct it and put it together. I mean, it's not going to be an easy thing to build your own chainsaw, so the average person isn't going to be doing that. Maybe you, if you're interested in that, could make a business of making chainsaws locally and somehow printing out all the parts and putting them together for people, but most people don't want to grow their own marijuana, they just want to buy it. Most people don't want to, you know, build their own radio set, they want to buy the radio. You know, you remember those radio kits you could get at Radio Shack back in the day or whatever?
Depends on what the savings boards. Is in these circumstances.
Absolutely. The future is going to be for engineering and marketing and bringing a product to the consumer fast. But it's going to be like your engineering firms are now. You're going to set it up on your computer. You're going to produce a prototype. And then you're going to take molds off the prototype and send it to market.
Yeah, that's true. That's one thing that the 3D printer is really helping people right now with is prototyping and saving the time and the money and the effort from having to send.
A prototype is just something that you've manufactured. Once these things get faster and more versatile, then you don't need retail anymore.
I think that you're way blowing out of proportion.
All right.
What's possible here. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You need retail because people aren't hobbyists, and they're not going to be at this point in the game. And I don't know, they would really have to change a lot because most people don't want to put together all the stuff that they buy. They just want to go out and get it. So 855-450-FREE. What, are you going to print out your a tampon or something, Mark? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want in the remaining moments here at 855-453. That is if the Brood 2 doesn't take over first, as Johnny Ray is going to explain to us here in a few moments. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. And coming up, Mark, in approximately 1 week, just over 1 week, we're going to be in California.
I am excited to go to the Bitcoin 2013 at Bitcoin2013.com, the Future of Payments Conference in San Jose, California, May 17th through the 19th. We're going to be broadcasting live, but we're small potatoes compared to what's going on there. Sure, this is our first live remote on the West Coast, and our West Coast listeners have the opportunity to come see us broadcast live, and please, you're welcome. But there's going to be so much more going on at Bitcoin 2013. Mm-hmm. There's going to be experts from around the universe of Bitcoin talking about all different aspects of Bitcoin and how it's being used and what the future is going to be looking like. And there's, you know, this is such an exciting time for Bitcoins. I keep saying that 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin because I really do believe that the foundations of what Bitcoin is going to look like are being laid this year. So this is the year to be at the Bitcoin conference. You can get your tickets by going to Bitcoin2013.com. There'll be opportunities there, opportunities for the bold that sees the future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun to be out there with all the Bitcoin people and learn all kinds of new stuff and meet new people. So Bitcoin2013.com. We will see you there. Johnny Ray, what is The Brood? This is not a horror movie, although it sounds like it could be. This is a real horrifying sounding thing that's going to happen in real life. What's going on?
Yeah, let me do a quick voice warm-up before I do the story.
Monster Hunter Legion. A storm is coming, and any day now, millions of people on the East Coast, from Georgia to Connecticut, will feel its inescapable wrath. After 17 relatively quiet years, the Brood 2 storm will emerge with billions of cicadas overrunning the eastern U.S.
Cicada, that's like a little grasshopper, right?
It's got wings, sort of. It's hard to describe. It's a kind of a squat black bug with big bulging red eyes, and it's got full-length wings.
I read about them in books. but I don't know what one is.
They're really loud. They come out of the ground as grubs, I believe. Or maybe as little beetles. I witnessed the last brood two emergence, and it's an experience. Let me continue with the story. While it is nearly impossible to know for sure just how many of these otherwise harmless pests will arrive, some experts believe they will outnumber humans by 600 to 1 in the insect's range.
Holy mackerel.
While these cricket-like insects are harmless to humans and animals alike, they are still pestilent in the sense that they will be omnipresent for a few weeks this spring and summer, making quite a racket singing for their sex.
So what they do is they wake up, they eat a lot, they do the thing that Mother Nature has us all do, at least if we're lucky, and then they dig and burrow into the ground, put eggs into the ground, and then they come back 17 years later. Is that the shtick?
They wake up, they eat, like you said. I think they eat trees or tree bark. I think they burrow into trees.
Okay.
They sing they meet their mates. They give birth to their offspring. Their offspring drops to the ground, burrows into the ground, and sleeps for 17 years.
Huh.
Crazy. If I remember right, they come out wingless and then shed their skin.
I think I've seen this skin. It's kind of brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen this and wondered, what the heck is this
thing? Does this happen in Florida?
That was in Bradenton, Florida. That's where I grew up.
It might have been.
You said this wasn't a Florida thing.
Not the brood, too. Maybe it was a different brood. Maybe that. I'm not a cicada expert. I think it's possible that there are smaller eruptions that are maybe more frequent. The brood, too, is the longest-lived insect, according to another story I was reading.
What is this supposed to be?
This is
cricket noises?
Periodical cicadas.
Okay.
The magic cicada.
Yeah, magic cicada. Genus magic cicada.
That's what they sound like. You're going to hear a lot of that, apparently. Was it East Coast only, or where is this going to happen?
East Coast.
So how long does it take them from, erupting to
two months?
Two months.
I don't know. I'm looking here at the periodical cicadas Wikipedia page. I could be incorrect about that.
Well, in the story here from Red Orbit that I'm reading, they will be omnipresent for a few weeks this spring and summer, quite a racket.
So they make, the cicada gals are they're pretty fast and loose, huh?
Yeah. If you get a hold of one, just one individual. You try and, pick it up, it'll scream at you, and it's loud. Like, that recording there was a bunch of them from a
from
distance.
Far away. Yeah.
They're loud. They scared the heck out of me.
Same way. This was 17 years ago that you saw this happen. How old were you then?
Like 9 years 19.
Old? 19. Wait, what?
Wait a minute. I'm 36 now, so yeah. So was I 17?
Okay, 19. Something like that, yeah. So
I don't appreciate you asking me that, by the way.
The janitor, what do I got to add with that by 17s? It's like prime numbers and stuff.
So, you saw these things all over the place in North Carolina, or what? What was your experience?
Yes. They just one day you started to see. I'm embarrassed. I can't remember. I know that I've seen eruptions of grubs, and maybe the grubs turned into beetles, and then the beetles turned into the winged things.
Mm-hmm. Where were they? Like when
they came
look
out of the ground, they were in the ground. They were on soccer fields.
You
they
saw
were,
them all over the ground? Is that where they hang out? Or they go up on the tree branches? I mean, where do you see these things as you're walking around?
You saw them all over the ground. And then when they started crawling around, they were everywhere. They were in your house.
And what about sprouting
under
the wings?
Your bed.
Are they flying as well at one point when they get the wings?
Yes.
I love it when Free Talk Live talks about science because we have no clue what we're talking about. The 3D printers.
Well,
cicadas,
this sounds a little bit like
wormholes.
Love bugs in Florida.
I hear love bugs were some kind of experiment gone awry.
Like
I don't believe this for a second.
Experiment,
like
something?
A University of Florida experiment gone awry is what one of the urban legends is surrounding those things.
So, Mark, can you explain what the love bugs are for
love
people that don't know?
Are little black bugs that look neither like a fly nor a mosquito, although people will tell you that that's what they're crossed between, which is another urban legend. They're just little bugs that have a sort of orange backpack on, and they often, as often as seeing one by itself, you'll also see one, see them stuck together end to end, and that's them doing it. And that's
what that is.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I thought they were like monsters that were born together and they separate or something like that.
Do you think they call this creature a love bug? And that those bugs that are stuck together...
I didn't know insects had sex with one other, Mark. That's news to me.
This is why I love, only animals love it when Free Talk Live talks about science, because we just don't know what the hell we're talking about. Yes, those are two bugs doing it.
Sorry, I went to gifted school, okay?
Right, that's the problem. They told you you were smart, and you didn't think you had to learn anything after that. And they don't last very long, but that weekend or so, that week or so that they're around, they'll just get right, they'll just smash into the cars and everything. And
they're very prevalent. I mean, they're just everywhere, just throughout any given volume of air mass.
I think they've diminished over time. They used to be much thicker when I was a kid.
Well, you haven't lived there for a few years either.
I remember what it was like and how they diminished.
Interesting. So let's go to the Skype where Justice is on the line. I don't know where he's calling from, but he's on Free Talk Live.
Alabama or something.
Justice?
Justice calling from Siberia.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
That's different Justice.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on Mark's little obsession with 3D printing. Basically, I've noticed that most people who are really interested in 3D printing are people who live rurally. And that's because we have harder times getting junk. But I think the future, Mark, of 3D printing isn't in domestic 3D printers. I think what you'll have in 3D printing is like print centers, like a Staples, where they'll have several different kinds of 3D printers that are high quality and high speed. And you'll be able to go online, select your item, have them printed out, know when the print date is, like in 2 hours or, you know, tomorrow or whatever, and then have it delivered to you directly or be able to go and pick it up. But I think that's where it is.
Well,
but
let me
also
ask you this, though.
If
a 3D printer can print 3D printers, then why wouldn't I just get a 3D printer for home that could make most of the things I need there?
That's a good question. I don't think the technology is that there yet.
Oh, I don't think so either. I'm predicting at some point in the future. I just don't know when.
I think you would, as a hobbyist who would be interested in that, but the average person probably isn't going to be interested in building all their own stuff. I wish we had more time to talk about it. Justice, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Back tomorrow, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.